Now, here's a question. Does the teaching of geography matter any more? The government, it seems, is reducing the number of teacher training places in geography in England over the next few years. And now, one ex-teacher who's carried out a survey of geography teachers across southeast England is claiming that the subject has been hijacked by environmentalists. Geography no longer, as it was in my day, about maps, rock formations, glaciers and meandering rivers, but more about pollution, global warming and world citizenship. Well, Alex Standish is here in the studio. David Lambert, the Chief Executive of the Geography Association, is in our Cambridge studio. Alex Stanitz, first of all, you've carried out this survey. Is geography not what it used to be then, in your view, or in the view of the teachers you've been speaking to?
Yeah, I'd agree with that statement. My concern about geography is that it's becoming increasingly focused around values and less about knowledge. And the problem with that is that it's telling students how they should think and act in relation to problems in the world, instead of giving them the knowledge and leaving it to them to make up their own minds about how they should behave and what decisions they should make.
So you're saying it's more about attitudes than facts. It's fundamentally biased, is your accusation, is it?
If you look at something like development, you know, development is taught very much in the language of sustainable development, which is about environmentalism and cultural values. And this sort of suggests that, you know, cultures and less developed countries shouldn't try and transform themselves in a significant way, that, you know, development should be in tune with cultural traditions, that they shouldn't be disruptive. But, you know, if you want significant development to take place, then you know, you're going to need to transform culture, and, you know, you're also going to need to change significantly economically. And I think, you know, the problem with sustainable development is it's has limited aspirations and is not really going to significantly improve the lives of people in less developed countries.
Well, let's bring David Lambert in here. Is he right? Is this a new approach? Maybe we should call geography, I don't know, and give it a new name, environmental studies.
Oh, I hope not. No, geography is on the curriculum because it's a very valuable disciplined inquiry. In fact, one of the reasons to have geography on the curriculum is to guard against indoctrination and propaganda. If we had environmental studies on the curriculum, maybe what Alex Standish is saying would come true. Now, geography is vital. Geography is to be valued. It is about factual knowledge of the world, where we are in the world, how we're placed in relation to others, what links us to others. But it's also about understanding. And the geography curriculum has a pretty big job to do, to introduce children to a complex, rapidly changing and very uncertain world.
But it's a different sort of geography, isn't it? I mean, there are children out there now who presumably don't know what an oxbow lake is or how it was formed or how glaciers deposit sediment. I mean, it's a different sort of subject that's being taught.
I wouldn't deny that. I think when you've got 1 hour or so a week to teach geography in, you have a difficult decision to make about what to include and what to exclude. And in a finite curriculum, choices have to be made. And what Alex Standish is saying is useful from one point of view, and that is that what decides what is taught is always the basis of some sort of value decision.
We have to decide
what is right to teach.
Alex Standish, the world moves on. Glacial sediments and deposits aren't as important these days. Global warming maybe is.
I agree that the world should move on, and I think geography should change. I'm not arguing that, you know, geography needs to turn the clock back and sort of be solely about kind of rocks and rivers and things, but and there are a lot of significant change happening in the world today. Socially, things are changing very rapidly, and if anything, you know, geography needs to change significantly to keep up with
if we are going to prepare young people for a rapidly changing and complex world, we have to introduce them to the fact that facts themselves are contingent. I mean, we had the Foreign Secretary on this programme on Friday talking about Europe as a geographic entity, but also Europe as a concept. I mean, where is the boundaries of Europe?
David Lambert.
These are things to be argued about.
David Lambert, Alex Standish, I'm afraid we must leave it there. Obviously, no doubt we'll be having emails from our listeners who've got their own views on geography, past and present.
Absolutely, interrupting the work on the latest geography project.